John DeGiulis joins us. He's the president of Golf Training Aids, and we're happy to have him on to talk about actually a couple of specific training aids, some new ones that they've made available, including the connector. And first, I kind of wanted to talk to you about how Golf Training Aids came together and what drew you to this particular part of the golf market and specializing in this piece of equipment that so many golfers do use.
Yes, yeah, so it's first of all, thanks for having me, Ryan. I'm glad to be here today. You know, it's a funny story. I was an executive in the travel business for the better part of 25 years, and then the pandemic hit, and I'm an avid golfer. So my mentor and business partner said, you know, let's invest outside of travel. We're both golf advocates and love to play and love to tinker around with our game. So we went out and looked for e-commerce businesses and found golftrainingaids.com. And you know, the funny thing is, I actually bought two URLs because I thought there was a gap in the market. I bought Golf Training Aids Depot and Golf Training Aids Warehouse. And we were actually going to build this from scratch until we found that there was a company in West Palm Beach, which is where our office is. A company called golftrainingaids.com that was started by Dr. Gary Wyron. Dr. Gary Wyron is a Hall of Fame teaching professional. He's now 88 years old, still gives lessons at Trump International. So that's how we got into the business. You know, I've always been fascinated by trying to perfect the golf swing and the things that you need to do to make your golf swing perfect. And very few have a perfect golf swing. So I was just fascinated by the business. We bought the business back in the fall of 2021. So now we've owned it for almost 2 years, having a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, we're trying to kind of break the mold of the old infomercial where, you know, there's all these gadgets that are being sold, and we're really trying to find products that provide solutions to golfers. We really do want you to buy something that will, when you put it in your hands, you know how to use it, and it improves your game.
I mean, there's so much stuff that can go wrong with the golf swing. So, I mean, there's so much that you can train against, right? So how do you guys as golftrainingaids.com kind of determine, okay, here's what is best at trying to address certain facets of our game?
You know, we get feedback from teachers. So a big part of our customer base are teaching professionals. And, you know, we ask them, you know, what are the problems that most amateurs have? You know, and in fact, we partnered with, because one of the things I learned pretty quickly is, you know, while I'm a single digit handicapper, love to play a couple times a week, I'm by no means an expert in the golf swing. You really need to go to somebody where that is their profession. We tried to create a couple of products, on our own, thinking this is what consumers wanted. And didn't have a whole lot of success. So we partnered with a teaching professional in the UK. His name is Dan Frost. Dan was on the Golf Channel with Martin Hall. He introduced the Sure Set probably 5 years ago. So we're working with Dan to create new products, identify the needs of the everyday golfer, as well as the teaching professional and tour player. For example, Dan created the Sure Set, which is a product he launched 5 years ago. And now since that time, he's created two other iterations of it that are a little more refined. And we will launch the Sure Set Pro in the early part of 2024, which will be for better players, very technical, but a product that will help low single digit golfers.
I mean, golfers, I assume, learn, every golfer kind of learns a little differently. Some of us are visual, some kind of need to hear it, some need to see it, a lot of us need to feel it. Does that kind of factor into how someone comes up with a training aid? Is it driven really by how they learn or how they think someone else will learn the skill?
You know, I think people are going to think we practice this beforehand, because that question is absolutely perfect. One of the things that Dan has mentioned when creating these products is he wants people to be able to feel the sensation of what correct is like, so then you can replicate it in the swing. A lot of the products that we're creating now, and this is really a byproduct of the pandemic, people, we all found creative ways to keep ourselves busy at home during the pandemic. And one of the beneficiaries of that was the golf industry. You know, companies sold a ton of putting mats, you know, things, again, to occupy your time while you're at home. So a lot of the training aids that we are selling today, creating and developing, are ones that are very transferable. You can use it in your garage, you can use it in your living room, or take it to the range, so that you're able to feel that sensation and then be able to apply it when you pick up a golf club.
No, the connector is a great example of that. I mean, this isn't particularly hard to understand. Doesn't take a whole lot of work to figure it out. Doesn't take up a lot of space, obviously. I don't even need a golf club to do it, really. And I can learn that feeling of connectivity wherever I need to be. And I mean, I think about training aids from when I started playing golf, going back to like the days of the, you know, the circle that you swung around, or the pipe circle. Yeah. You know, that was not mobile, and now we have training aids that you really can take anywhere, and you don't have to be on a ranger or even a golf course to consider using them well.
Yeah, no doubt. And the product you just picked up is one of my favorites. That's a product that Dan Vross created. It's under the Shure Golf brand. It's a multifunctional training aid, which is really what I love about it. You can use it for putting. Again, having the arms and the upper body connected to the golf swing, and that's the purpose of that product. It's a great chipping product. Again, to keep that triangle, you're not breaking your elbows. You know, creating that arc. And one of the things that Dan spent a lot of time perfecting is putting the arc inside the ball, so that again you get that visualization of the proper way of swinging the club, whether it's putting, chipping, or full swing. But it's a great product, one I use quite frequently, and I think will be a top seller for us.
What's kind of the skill that most people look to fix or work or improve upon with a training aid that you guys sell? Is it takeaways or connectivity? I mean, there's so many different facets of this, but I assume people kind of gravitate toward one area or another.
The two things everybody wants to do, or I should say everybody, but most people, they want to hit it further.
Yeah.
And they want to eliminate their slice. Most amateur golfers have a problem with slicing the ball and not hooking the ball. So it's to, how do I fix my slice? And so there's a number of products on the market that attempt to do that. And, you know, we sell a lot of those today. I mean, we had a ton of success with, we were the number one seller of the Divot board. I don't know if it's a product you're familiar with, but
yeah.
It's a great product because it gives you immediate feedback. And at the end of the day, you know, if you want to eliminate your slice, your club head needs to be square at impact. And it was a great tool to be able to provide you that instant feedback. So as you hit balls, or even as you practice in your garage, you see that swing path and you'll know whether or not your club face is square and where it's supposed to hit with the ball position. Again, great product.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do not own one personally, but every time I've seen someone use it, like, that's a brilliant idea. Why did someone not come up with this much sooner? Have there been products like that, that when you've seen them, You go, why has no one thought of that yet? How did we get this far before someone came up with that idea?
Yes, and there's a unfortunately, I can't share a whole lot about it because we're about to go into production. It's a product that we created that I think when it hits the market, people are going to say, number one, I have to have it. And number two, why didn't somebody else think of this? So I'll leave you with a little bit of tidbit of information of what we're trying to accomplish with this is if you look at the way someone like Justin Thomas swings, and I realize he's in a little bit of a funk right now, so maybe he's not a good example, but
he's still technically beautiful. But
right. How does someone 135 pounds hit the ball 350 yards? Because he uses the ground as leverage to create power. And we are working on a product that is going to enable you to do that, measure it. I'm super excited about it. And again, it's one of those things where we added some things that are unique that are going to be, I believe, is going to be a game changer. I really do.
I mean, that piques my interest because I hit the ball fairly far, and I still don't really understand how to explain to myself or to somebody else how to use the ground. And I've never seen a training aid come along that could explain that to anybody. So that to me is at least a huge potential opportunity.
Yeah, what we have found through our research is that if you can provide a product that is simple to use and provides immediate feedback, those are the ones that are going to be successful. And this is a product, again, not to reveal too much, provides you with instant feedback. And if you want to know whether or not the transfer of weight is happening at the right time, you'll be able to know, you'll be able to hear that, not to give it away. But it's going to be a great product.
Well, that's awesome. And in the course of the couple of years that you guys have owned golftrainingaids.com, how many training aids have you kind of seen come by? How many have you kind of developed? And what's kind of been your takeaway about the training aid market through all of that?
So we get, and this is not because of myself or the people here on the team. I think this is something that Gary and his son Dane kind of created over the years. We, golftrainingaids.com, which used to be Golf Around the World, was the place for teaching pros to bring ideas to see if they made sense. And so that has continued. We get inquiries every week about products being developed. Some of them that are completely done, some of them that are, you know, made with 3D printers, some that are pieced together by rubber bands. And so we get all kinds of ideas that come our way about products that may or may not work. And I will tell you, a lot of them we have to turn away because you can't do everything. There's only so many products you can work on at one time. And it's a shame because I will tell you a lot of teaching pros have great ideas. And where a lot of these fail to take root is because they're not marketers. They're not business people. They're teaching professionals that understand the intricacies of the golf swing and how to fix it, but not necessarily how to produce it in a cost-effective way, how to market it. And, you know, we've taken on a couple of projects with people where the economics make sense for both sides, but for the most part, where they kind of fall down is it just, they don't know how to market these type of products.
Yeah. And that makes sense. And that's obviously your area of expertise in commerce, e-commerce, manufacturing, getting them through from a good concept to actually getting it to the marketplace. For the consumer end of that, what's the easiest way for people to find you? For one, let's plug that too. But also, when they come to the website, how do they get their journey started, especially if there's someone who is maybe interested in a training aid, but they know what skill they want to get better at, but they've never tried to address it with a training aid?
Well, we try to make it easy for them. Go to golftrainingaids.com. Again, it's golftrainingaids.com. And when you go to the website, we've laid it out in such a way that, you know, if you need help putting, there's a putting collection. If you need full swing help, there's a collection of those products. And then to make it really easy, and I believe that if most people buy a certain thing, it must work. So we have a collection on our website called our top sellers. And so I would go there first, because those are the products that everybody's buying. So I would start there first. We have 150 different SKUs. So I think by going to those collections, it'll help you narrow down what it is you're looking for. But no matter what your issue is, we have some type of solution for you or for that golfer to help them fix it.
Well, as on behalf of a lot of golfers who have a lot of problems, that is a very reassuring thing to hear, that one, you're not alone, and two, there's a way that you can be helped.
You know, the funny thing is, when we bought the company, we were a little surprised that most of what people were buying were things to, again, generate more power and distance. And yet 40% of your score is putting.
Yeah.
So we in the very early stages of owning the company, we were approached by the owner of the Putting Arc, which is a product that has been around for over 20 years. It's funny because it's the first training aid I bought my son, who was a pretty good junior golfer. And it's the first training aid I bought him. In fact, I bought him the wooden one, which we no longer make. But we bought the company from the owner of the Putting Arc, and now we carry that product as well. And so if anybody has a problem with putting, it's a great, great product. Just because it's been around for 20 years doesn't mean it doesn't have the new technology. The owner shared with us a list of tour professionals that use the Putting Arc, and you would be surprised at how many celebrated champions have a Putting Arc in their house. So it's a great product. So if anybody needs help putting, that's the first place I would go, is getting a Putting Arc.
That's an interesting point. I think it's worth closing on it, that everyone has problems in golf. Even the best players in the world, even the best player on the planet right now struggles putting. And this game is, you'll never be perfect at it. And you can always look for a way to get better. And even the best in the world use training aids to help them in the areas where they're not good, or they want to get better, or they need a reminder. So we should take a page from them and be able to use some to help ourselves as well.
Great. Well, Ryan, again, thank you for having me. And if you ever need anything, please let me know. I'm sure we can help you out.
John, thank you again for being on. We appreciate it.
All right. You take care.